Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Killing us over here, Blog Talk. We love you, though, but we just had a little delay. Welcome, everyone. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. CGE Radio and Television powered by our lovely partners, Blog Talk Radio. You guys know they are the number one social network talk radio platform in the world. And we are a top platform with them with over 18 million a month hitting the website. So it's just awesome, awesome, awesome with the partnership with Build, Grow, and Enjoy and Blog Talk, pulling our numbers together with a reach of over, I would say over 30 million. So it's just awesome. We get to pitch. We have some great, great guests on the air. We have great, great people that come on the air, from high-profile celebrities to our local grassroots entrepreneurs, or just, you know, that everyday person that's just here to share their story. So just fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So, Bill Grun and Joy, it is Wednesday. Yes, yes, yes. 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. Los Angeles. I hope everyone enjoyed their weekend, Labor Day weekend. It was just so hot. I spent the time here where I'm at right now in Southern California. We went up and down the coast to stay close to the water, and it was just fabulous, 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 and we just totally enjoyed it, and I hope each and every one of you guys enjoyed your holiday weekend also. Atlanta had a lot going on, you know. You guys had the Gay Pride Festival weekend, a lot of jazz festivals going on, and I know you guys are live, and it's out there. So sorry I had to miss this year, but it was just too hot. I had to get by the water. BillGrownEnjoy.com. Get on over there and become a free member. If you don't want to become a free member, you can get on over there and check out the great things that we have in place, great things that we're doing, and, you know, the messages we're sending from the radio show to the television network to the philanthropy work that we're doing just across the nation and globally, you know, now globally. So it's just awesome, awesome that we are growing. Kalithia, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Kalithia BGE. Many of you guys know October 5th, the 100 Black Men Project Success, the Atlanta Football Classic. It is in gear. I know many of you guys see the buzz out of social media world. This year, some different teams, South Carolina State, North Carolina AT&T, A&T, and it's just it's awesome that you know, HBCU Association and a part of all that they have going on this year. So a lot of great things are happening. Kickoff and game day is October the 5th, but, you know, from that Thursday pretty much to that Saturday, the whole city is just going to have so many activities. If you guys get on over to the AtlantaFootballClassic.com for more information and get your tickets and come join in. We will definitely be in the house celebrating and having a good time along with our wonderful, wonderful leaders of the 100 Black Men. So it's exciting. We're going to just see the great things that's happening. You know, a lot can change. You know, FAMU's not playing this year. But I hear the best of the band and the activities that are in place. It's just going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. And we look forward to that. And also, I just like to get it out to you guys. You guys see on the Bill Roy Joy website, we have a great, awesome project that we are bringing. Philanthropy project that has been approved, and the philanthropy piece with the situation and the issue going on with our African American women contracting the HIV and AIDS virus in Atlanta, and number one in the nation, rates higher than Congo. So definitely, I've pretty much pulled together a team, met with some of my associates. Presented the issue to them, and as many of you guys know, or some of you guys that don't, we are bringing, I have a group bringing the 2014 World AIDS Day Atlanta. High, high dignitaries coming into the city. Definitely, it's going to be a resourceful type of event. can get tested, where you can get the counseling. There's going to be a wellness village. We're going to have a kid zone, a comedy show, and a fashion show. We're bringing in some big, well-known, many of you guys wear it, high-end designers to show some of their clothing. So it's just awesome, awesome that, you know, God has blessed me to be able to be a blessing to many, to bring in that change into the city. The Save the Date is set to release tomorrow, so just be on the lookout. More information on BillGrownEnjoy.com. You definitely want to be a part of that and spread the message, because we are dying in Atlanta, women. We are dying, and something definitely has to come be done. So speaking of women, I have a very fabulous working diva on the air with me today, entrepreneur. I mean, this just awesome. What we call, you know, how we say peaches, but she's the perfect peach. Perfect Peach INC, Tracy Nicole, is here on the air with me, and she's going to be speaking about the fabulous things that she has going on with her company and the success that she has obtained in the things that she's doing with her company, Perfect Peach INC. Welcome to Bill Grown and Joy, Tracy.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for taking the time. You are such a busy, busy woman. So first, you know, before we get into who you are and what you do, you know I just love your company's name, The Perfect Peach. That's just perfect.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So who is Tracy Nicole?
Ooh, that's a great question. First and foremost, I'm a mommy.
Okay.
I have two wonderful little girls. Yes. So they come first, but I'm an author, I'm a therapist, I am a clothing designer, and I am a mentor and philanthropist.
Awesome. I mean, just many, many things going on. See, people don't understand. We be out there and we be doing our thing, but boy, is this juggle, especially if you're married.
It's nonstop. I am not married. I'm happily divorced.
Okay, so me and you both, I'm a single mom too, girl, so I can relate. So you really, you're like the super working diva.
yes, it never ends.
Well, let's first talk about Perfect Peach. ISD. Talk a little bit about your company. Like you said, you mentioned all the different components that are to it. But what is the Perfect Peach ISD? What are the things that you do? And then let's lead into the different components that you have attached, with your corporation.
Okay, it's Perfect Peach Inc. It's a nonprofit organization that's geared toward teens and building self-esteem and self-love. It all started when I wrote my first book, Who Said Peaches Were Perfect? And I wanted to write a book that left you with life lessons. And it actually got even greater response than I ever expected. So it led me to write a workbook. And the workbook was for teens. And I developed workshops called the Perfect Peach Journey Workshops, and that's kind of how Perfect Peach Inc. got started.
Right.
I started my workshops at the Green Room. I'm familiar with Terry Bond, the Green Room, right here in Atlanta.
Right, yeah, we're familiar with it.
Yeah, she's a friend and supporter, and she allowed me to start my workshops there. And I'll tell you the great thing about it, when you have a vision and you really believe in it, everything just falls into place.
Exactly.
And so these girls that I wanted to come to the workshop, of course, they didn't have the funds to really get what I was trying to give. So I reached out for sponsors, and literally in 24 hours, I had all the girls sponsored, materials and everything.
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I said literally in 24 hours, I had every girl sponsor for my first workshop.
Awesome.
Materials,
awesome.
Everything. Yeah, so that that show, the need was just there. And mm-hmm. I'll tell you, the people who stepped up the most were the dads. They were so supportive of seeing the need for helping these teenage girls who question their appearance, who question their just their worth. That actually led to BP Oil becoming a sponsor.
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah, so I've been able to get into multiple schools, multiple nonprofit organizations, and I haven't even announced this yet, but I've connected with schools in Orlando, down in Florida, and
awesome.
We're set workshops at Evans High School in Orlando in the fall, which is now. So
right.
In the next couple of weeks, I'll be going down there to train for them to start doing the workshops.
Awesome. That's just awesome. And it's so needed, especially with our youth, you know, and our young ladies. That's just awesome that you're reaching out to them. Now, the workshops, what exactly is the outcome? When a young girl goes into the Perfect Peach workshop, what do they leave with?
They leave with, one, more self-awareness, and definitely more self-love. They leave thinking about putting themselves first, and they think about purpose and what their purpose is in life and where they're going. One of the things that I did initially was to partner with Families First, which is the largest family nonprofit organization here in Georgia. And they have group homes. So I partnered with them to start doing workshops with their group homes. So I say that to say the population is from your regular, everyday, two-parent home, looks like a perfect life teenager, to the abandoned, abused foster child living in a group home. It doesn't matter where they came from, and that's part of the program. They're all dealing with the same type of life issues.
Right, right. And that's what you speak about in your book. Even though your company's title, Perfect Peach High and Sea, because that's the goal, you know, to empower and encourage, you know, the next young lady or even just the people that encounter with your company, you know, to getting to that next level, not just, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, overall. Now you transition that into your book, which is titled Who Said Peaches Was Perfect? And I love it because it's like, you know, no one, it speaks volumes the way you do it. The company being the Perfect Peach INC, and now you have this book titled that we're not perfect. So let's talk.
Nobody is perfect. And that, I mean, that was like the whole thing. And when you say what the girls leave with, they leave with knowing I am perfect in my own right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, all the little things, to me, all the little flaws and things that stand out, that's what makes you perfect, perfectly
right.
You.
Right, 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 right. Now, how can one follow you, Tracy, your Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and also how can they get a copy of your novel, Who Said Peaches Were Perfect?
Well, my website is www.tracy, that's T-R-A-C-Y, -Nicole.com. All that information is there. However, you want to go straight to Twitter, it's Tracy Nicole 13, the number 13, which is my lucky number. And on Instagram, I'm Tracy Nicole 13. And on Facebook, Tracy Nicole 13.
Now,
I'm also
your nonprofit. You have your nonprofit side and you have your for profit side. I'm sorry, were you finished? Because I know your phone was breaking up and I'm trying to roll with it. But were you finished giving your information?
Yes, I ended with on Pinterest as well.
Okay, and let them know.
Tracy Nicole ATL.
Okay. And for everyone, I know Tracy is here. She's taking her time from her busy schedule to share with you guys, but she is having bad connection, but that's normal. We're on the go. But you can go to Tracy-Nicole.com. Right, Tracy?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
All your information is on there. I just wanted them to also hear your social media. Now, you do speaking engagements. I mean, we're now transitioning from that nonprofit to that profit side. You teach these entrepreneurs, these young ladies, how to go get that money and that bread, because that's what it's about. I mean, you've done many, many speaking engagements to young adults, you know, from topics that, you know, how to brand yourself for success. You also was a speaker for the 11th Annual Call to Womanhood Conference. You also was listed on the 2007-2008 Honors Edition of Cambridge Who's Who for Empowering Executives, Professionals, and Entrepreneurs Around the Globe. And congratulations, by the way. Share a little bit about that to us.
Ooh. Well, a lot of this started when I started my first business, which a lot of people in Atlanta are familiar with, a store called Tracy Nicole. And when I had my store was chosen by Essence Magazine as the place to go shop in Atlanta. They did it in about 5 cities. So that was huge for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of put me on the map for branding myself, branding Tracy Nicole, the name, and the business aspect of it. I've grown from having my store now to having my own clothing line.
Right, which we are going to speak about because I saw some of your fashions and you have some very hot and sexy items, especially the items for us working divas, so I absolutely want to get into that also. So not only are you're a businesswoman, you are an author, you're a philanthropist, you're a mommy first, that's always right,
yeah.
You got your fashion line. Now, that's huge because, you know, it's not many of us in that world. You hear me? And to take that step and be that trailblazer in that direction, it just really shows the leadership that you have with your company. So let's talk about this fashion line. First, give us the name of it.
It's called Tracy Nicole.
Give it a real.
Tracy Nicole.
Exactly. And beautiful lines you have, the clothing, you know, from the dress, and very trendy. So tell us a little more about the line itself. What type of clothes, your target demographics, if you have any, you know, to let everyone know about it and how they can purchase and see more on your brand.
Well, the line itself has been developed over the years, just seeing what people like and what looks good on people. My fabrics are soft and flowy, and the pieces are timeless. Like, I want you to be able to pull out this piece in 5 years, and people still ask, where did you get that from? That's what I was known for with my boutique. So I wanted to keep that going. I call the pieces sexy. You can be sexy without showing everything, you know? And that's what
it's all about.
Yeah, and it ties in to the nonprofit side with teaching young girls how to dress appropriately and how to express yourself by what you wear in the appropriate way.
Right.
One thing I do have upcoming this fall is to do makeovers for a group of teens, providing them with clothing and the books and a workshop on just self-love and dressing appropriately, and they'll actually get clothing at the same time and a makeover.
Oh,
but I have a wonderful wardrobe stylist.
yeah, that's awesome. That's
Miss
Bria. So many women need it. You know, when I flew back in, I did the research and discovery on the HIV issue that's taking place with our women, young women.
Yes.
I'm talking
ages
and young HIV issue in Atlanta, and they need that motivation to, you know, encourage them. I mean, girls as young as 9 years old walking around with HIV.
Well, when you look at what they're being exposed to daily, when you listen to the radio, you look at the television shows, where are the positive images? They're being outnumbered and outweighed because they're there, but they're just being overshadowed by some very, very poor negative images.
Yeah, and like I always tell people, because, you know, I mean, I'm based in Atlanta, but travel, you know, city to city. I'm a commuter, and I am in L.A., in Hollywood, with the biggest
to the smallest.
And let me tell you, they're reality TV, and that's all I'm going to say, and nothing else being seen.
And I will tell you, I'm one of those that I don't judge anyone. However, what you do, what you're a part of, what you watch, what you listen to, it all becomes a part of you. I personally don't watch reality shows because of that reason. You take on the energy, you take on, and a lot of people don't know this, but you are a part of anything you involve yourself in, and that includes watching certain types of shows and listening to certain types of music.
Right. There you go, Hollywood. Because I know you guys listening. I love you guys still, though. But what if we get a reality show on some of these philanthropists? You know, this is the grassroots level in Atlanta, GA, and known to make that difference. This is where impact came from. Let's get that.
Absolutely. What I heard, that won't get quite the ratings of somebody beating somebody up over a man. So.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to have to, like, check out home makeover or something, get some people crying and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe that will help. Because extreme makeover and extreme home makeover do well.
I don't believe that. That's what certain networks believe. I personally don't believe that.
I don't either. You know, it do make more money. It's all about the money. But you can still make money on the positive thing. It's just, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's about the numbers. That's all I can say. But you are doing an awesome, awesome job, Tracy. Yes, one here on Bill Grown and Joy, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. I am on the air at 3:22 p.m. Atlanta, 12:22 p.m. Los Angeles, BillGrownAndJoy.com, at Calithia, at Tracy. Follow 13 on Twitter also. Make sure you follow her, philanthropist, businesswoman, mom. I mean, I can get the list and go on and on. Philanthropist, and of course, we got to end it working. Speaking about, you know, the many great things that her company, Peach, Perfect Peach Inc., is doing out in Atlanta, Georgia, and expanding. So that's just awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, Nicole, I want to actually, since you work with a lot of young women, and you work with, you know, and not just young women, you know, other working divas like yourself, and I just wanted people to hear, you know, as a philanthropist yourself, I'm sure you know about it. It's in my spirit for you to speak on this and ask you to do this, you know, what is your take on this HIV issue that's going on, and why are our women dying in Atlanta? But just hold your thought and think on it, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
It's not as fast, and it's becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there's always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do not have time to manage your social media networks? Do you know the strategies to effectively support?
Need help with your marketing plan? Diamond Roots can virtually guarantee that you succeed in meeting your business objectives. Visit www.diamondroots.com. Diamond Roots is a premier marketing and PR agency focused on providing cutting-edge strategies for business-to-business communication campaigns that deliver tangible results. visit www.diamondroots.com or call 404-228-3052. That's 404-228-3052.
Hi, this is Jeff Fox, celebrity radio host, rocking the box in New York City on 107.5 WVLS, nationwide Sirius XM Soul Town 49, and the Jeff Fox Radio Show online at jefffoxshow.com. But when I need to get more knowledge on social media, then I gotta check out Jay and Ross on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigmund Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents, each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Keith Keller in Melbourne, Australia, and you are listening to the only Jay and Ross the Boss, host of Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you are already awesome. Our job is to make you world famous.
Hello, this is Dr. Josue Andino. Tune in every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio. In Search of a Healer is a natural health show that answers all of your health questions and concerns. Join the journey to finding all of your health solutions every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio.
Welcome, I'm Pamela Reese Wardlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
And we are back, welcome back, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk, September the 4th, 2013, on air with the fabulous, fabulous working diva Tracy Nicole out of Atlanta, Georgia. BillGrownEnjoy.com. Get on over, because remember, look at the great things that's going on. Encourage yourself. Good things. Also, Akalithi on Twitter, and my guest today, Tracy Nicole, at TracyNicole13. Be sure to follow her on Twitter also. But before we went to the break, Tracy, exactly two things that that I love for. First, you know, I want to ask you, was you aware of the HIV/AIDS issue going on with our women in Atlanta, Georgia?
I can honestly say I wasn't aware of the severity of it, and that's part of the problem. I think more people need to be educated. People can make decisions when they are informed, and I think these young girls are making uninformed decisions.
Right. Right. Yeah. Number one in the nation, rates higher than the Congo and other African countries.
Did not know that. Just learned that today
it's
on
sad.
Your show.
Yes. So it
should be repeated everywhere. That should be on a major television newscast. Like, that should be huge. Everyone should be talking about that.
Get ready. You're going to see. Save the day for the 2014 World AIDS Day from Atlanta. It's going to take place the day the date comes out tomorrow. It has already gotten our nation and global leaders, not just from the political side, but also the health side. So they are coming in and they are sounding the alarm. So I definitely wanted you to share, you know, your feedback on it. As a woman yourself, a working diva, a mother, so that the young women can hear from your point of view on things that, you know, they should take, you know, that precaution on. And you hit it on the nub, just not educated, and they need to educate themselves and take better precaution, because it's real and people are dying.
Right.
Yes, yes. Now, you mentioned that you have partnered up with Terry Gaughan. Awesome, by the way. For things that you have going on in Atlanta, you to bring them, correct?
I started there. I started my workshop at the Green Room with Terry Vaughan.
Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, it's going in and out. But on the Green Room, you said, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, tell us a little more on that partnership and what are you guys exactly doing so people can know?
Well, I have branched out from the Green Room. I started my workshop there, and I branched out from the Green Room, and that's when I partnered with Families First and several schools in the Atlanta area where my workshops are being held. So I just grew.
Okay. All right. Well, in all of my shows, I like to leave the show words of encouragement from all of my guests. So whatever you feel that's in your spirit, can you share some words of encouragement to the listeners?
Yes. I guess I would want people to say, look at what you do every day and do everything with good intention. The things you do today is a reflection of what you'll be doing tomorrow. And this is young girls, young women, older women, everyone. We are in control of everything that we achieve to desire, that we desire to achieve in our lives. We are in control of that. So take a look
right.
at what you're doing and think about every decision that you make, every choice that you make. What are your intentions behind it? I'm finding that the happiest people in the world are the ones that are helping other people.
Absolutely.
Some people
Absolutely.
Don't know that. The joy that comes
yeah.
out of helping, how it comes back to you.
You're right.
You know, when your intention, your first intention is just to make money, you have to question that and look at the outcome. A lot of times we go through things, and I'm speaking from being a recent breast cancer survivor. Sometimes we go through things and we feel like we're very weak, but we'll go through things and discover how strong we actually are. And I think we are our own worst critics, and we are really much stronger and more resilient than we believe we are.
Right. And that's great words of encouragement to share with us today, Tracy. You're doing some phenomenal things out just, you know, with your company, Perfect Peach Inc. You know, you're sending a message, you're helping others, you're encouraging. And it was just absolutely a pleasure to have you on air with us here on BGU Radio. Let everyone know once again how they can follow you and how they can get more information about you. Also, let them know again about your Pinterest, because it was like a bad connection at that time. But let everyone know how they can follow you on Pinterest also.
Okay. Follow me on Twitter at TracyNicole13. Please go to my website at Tracy-Nicole.com. And check out my first book, Who Said Peaches Were Perfect. I also have a second one coming called Landing at the end of the year, just a little throw out there. And I'm on Pinterest, Tracy Nicole ATL. So I look forward to connecting with a lot more people.
One more thing. How does one find information or get information on your clothing line? Didn't you select that on the website? I don't know if there's another website for that separate.
Well, there is a link that tells you it's coming soon. Right now,
okay.
I'm being carried in Pink Sky Boutique, which is located in Atlanta. However, I'm working on the online store, which will be up in the fall. So in the next couple of months, the online store will be launching. And we plan to just start growing, and you'll just start seeing Tracy Nicole popping up everywhere.
Okay, so they need to keep just checking back at the website so they can get more information as you guys pull that together. Okay, perfect. There you guys have it, Tracy Nicole, Perfect Peach Inc. Get on over to Tracy-Nicole.com for more information. Working diva, mother, philanthropist, businesswoman, author here on DC Radio. Tracy, we just send our blessings to you, continued success to you, and you keep doing your thing, girl. You hear me?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. And there you guys have it again, our guest, Tracy Nicole. Tracy-Nicole.com. Get on over to our website, learn more about it. Order the book, women. We need women like this that encourage us, women that have walked the walk and been there, because we can share those experiences from good to bad. And that's why God puts us in place to do that, so that way it can maybe help you not making the same mistakes or making the right choices, because, you know, we walk through it, and Tracy is a perfect example of a fabulous woman that's on her grind, doing her thing, and making a difference. So Tracy-Nicole.com, absolutely an honor and having her on the air today. And that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. And just thank you, all the listeners. Thank you, Blog Talk. You're awesome, awesome, awesome. As I told you guys, 2014 World AIDS Day Summit Atlanta, yes, it is in motion. HIV and AIDS is ridiculous going on in Atlanta, and it has caught the attention of the right people to do the right thing. So just be on the lookout, BillGrownAndJoy.com. All the exclusive coverage will be on Bill Grown and Joy as we City. Save the date is set to release tomorrow, so definitely mark it on your calendars and get ready to come in. This is still going to be a summit, but boy, do we have a lot of fun things for you. Even though we're going to be making a difference, we're still going to be smiling and having a good time while we do it, and there are some awesome people that's about to come to Atlanta. So just get ready, Atlanta, because you guys are about to be all I can say. So that's going to conclude our show for today. BillGrownAndJoy.com at Calithia at BGE_radio. You can follow the radio station, our network on Twitter also. At Calithia, BGE for my Instagram. And it's just going to be, you know, wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. I will be back with you guys on Monday. Have a fabulous, fabulous guest that's going to be joining me. You can get over to BillGrownAndJoy.com. Click listen. I'm not going to. I want to see if you guys are going to do the work. And get out over there and see who's going to be on the air. Many of you guys in Atlanta know him because he's out there making a difference. But it's a surprise guest. So Monday, I will be back on the air. You guys have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your week. Be sure to tune in on Thursday, Ruby Jewel. We'll be back on the air with the Jewel wrap-up. Some great, great, awesome events that took place in L.A. I think she was out there with MC Light and John Singleton, so that should be interesting to hear. Not just that, of course, you know, Jiggy Jag with all the marketing information back on the air on Friday, too. And, you know, as for me, I got some work to do. I will see you guys on Monday. Enjoy yourself. Have a great rest of your week. Enjoy your weekend. I hope everyone is staying cool. And as I always tell you, build, grow, and enjoy.